So just to continue a little bit in our section of Hachanas to Shabbos, preparing for Shabbos. So Melamed writes, this is in section Gimel, he says, Mitzvah la'aneg ala Shabbos, b'macholam etav shilim b'shubachum, mashkos mitzvusamim. It is important to celebrate and enjoy the Shabbos with beautiful and delicious food and fragrant drinks, hakol lefi mamono shel adam. All in accordance with one's financial means. And whoever goes ahead and spends a good amount of money on Shabbos for food and for different things, as the pasuk says, that you shall go ahead and you shall call the Shabbos a delight and enjoyment. Amru Chachamim, kolam aneges haShabbos, zocha lidvarim gedolim. Whoever goes ahead and literally, so Lashon of Oneg is whoever spends the money to physically enjoy the Shabbos is zocha to great things. Nostim lo nachala b'li mitzarim. A person will be given literally again like a boundary, a portion without boundaries. HaKadosh Baruch Hu fulfills the desires of his heart. He is saved from any of the suffering that precedes the Messianic era. So again, literally translated, a person who spends money preparing for Shabbos, buying beautiful food, buying beautiful drink, such a person will go ahead and literally see the fruition of his requests, right? He'll be zocha to riches, he'll be saved from any pain and difficulty in the pre-Messianic era, and he'll even be saved from Gehenna. And this is really incredible. What's the logic? So because I go ahead and I buy nice food, I buy nice wine for Shabbos, so suddenly I'm entitled to all of these brachas. So he says, this is quite beautiful. He says, "V'zos mishum sha'chayim b'habracha tulim b'kesher shebein olam ha'chomer la'olam ha'ruach." So this is really a profound idea that blessing in life, is really dependent on the ability to create a bridge between heaven and earth. Right, that's our entire avoda. On one hand, we're physical beings; we have a body. On the other hand, I also have a neshama, and my entire avoda in life, my entire like spiritual purpose, my higher purpose, is to create this bridge between the material and the physical. And therefore, he says, "Adam chai hu adam shnishmasa shochenas begufo vila b'maves haneshama nifra des milguf." When I'm alive, so my neshama, which is spiritual, is residing in my body, which is physical. And then upon death, the soul separates from the body. Kisha olam hachomer kashali olam shemei alup. So therefore, again, when the material world is tethered to the spiritual world, hare hu mischaya u misparech misharasho. Essentially, a person gives meaning to his life and brings bracha to the world. When a person doesn't create the bridge between heaven and earth, and therefore ultimately distances himself from the very root of his existence, this is really a beautiful idea. So this is just a general plot in life, which is so important, that the entire avoda of life is to create a bridge between heaven and earth. This is what I am as a being. I'm a physical body housing a spiritual soul that are naturally in conflict with each other. And yet my entire avoda somehow is to bring them into beautiful consonance and harmony with one another. He goes on, he says, in yone hamiyuchad shal Shabbos, sheish ba tosefes kidusha shemiskala ben eshomem beguf ke'achad, betoro betfilah v'gam besudo Shabbos. So this is what makes Shabbos unique. On one hand, Shabbos is a day where there is an amplification of spirituality and holiness. And yet at the same time, Shabbos also has many material or physical mitzvos, like seuda, like a beautiful meal. And therefore, again, what happens? Shabbos is the synthesis day. Shabbos is the bridge day where one could bring the spirituality into the physical and one could bring the physical into the spiritual. Shabbos creates this bridge between the spirit and the material, between the soul and the body. And as a result, bracha comes down to the world. The Gemara says, therefore, therefore, Chazal said that a person who goes ahead and celebrates Shabbos in the right way is privileged to receive incredible brachos. And this is really such a beautifully profound idea that what is Shabbos? Shabbos is the one day where we're able to do the very thing that we try to do the other 6 days of the week, but are often unsuccessful. What I try to do my whole life is create a bridge between the physical and the spiritual, to blend guf and neshama, body and soul. But alas, Sunday through Friday is incredibly difficult. But what does Shabbos do? Shabbos brings us the neshama yisira, additional amplified spirituality, and also additional amplified material enjoyment, right? There's sudos, there's meals, and they're supposed to be beautiful, and you're supposed to have nice food and nice wine. And what am I doing? I'm bringing the spiritual into the material and bringing the material into the spiritual. Shabbos is the bridge. That's why a person who keeps Shabbos in the right way and a person who spends money, you know, to create the proper enjoyment of Shabbos is zocheh, is privileged to receive all of these brachos. Because essentially celebrating Shabbos in the right way, not just keeping Shabbos, you know, by abstaining from performing malachas, but keeping Shabbos in the right way and being ma'anig, oneg Shabbos, physical enjoyment in Shabbos, doing that in the right way, essentially allows for a person to create that bridge. And that bridge between the spiritual and the material is the very purpose and essence for why we are here in this world. Incredible. A person is obligated to go ahead and therefore invest in food for Shabbos to the best of his ability. The best of his ability, and in accordance with his means, kilomar, ain't sorech liknos lekavod Shabbos as a ma'achalim ha'ikarim biyoser shekayamim mashok. I don't have to buy the most expensive foods that exist, you know, in the market for Shabbos. El sorech liknos ma'achalim yoser tovim meha ma'achalim sheregilim le'achal b'me'achal. But you should buy something nicer for Shabbos, a little bit nicer than what you would eat during the week. And again, this is obviously subjective. Kol mishpacha lefi minhaga. Every family, you know, in accordance with its means. Efshar lomar sheroi shemichira ma'achalim shel Shabbos yelachol apachos kafol mimichir ma'achalim biyom chol. So it's interesting. Malam says maybe a person should be willing to spend two times as much on food for Shabbos as they are during the week. V'amehadrim marbim yoseh ba'otza Shabbos ve'esh lahem alzeh sachar gadol. And again, those who go out and spend a lot more on Shabbos, obviously within their means, ultimately, again, are zocha to incredible bracha. So this is an interesting idea. So just Shabbos is supposed to be different during the week. So whatever you're eating during the week, Shabbos food should be something different. Be something different. And again, every mishpach in accordance with their circumstances. What happens if somebody's in difficult financial straits, unable to buy nice food for Shabbos? Quotes over the Gemara that a person should be able to forego certain pleasures during the week in order to be able to have even small fish, right? Even a little bit of fish for Shabbos. In other words, this is an incredible idea that even if I have to sacrifice a little bit of my weekday enjoyment in order to create a little bit more enjoyment for Shabbos, I should be willing to do that. V'yish anashim shirigilim levazveiz kesef ala musaros. V'rak kishem agim lehotzaz hekshur tzarechim mitzvah heimaschilin lachsoch lekameh. So Rav Malama writes, you know, there are some people that are willing to spend money, you know, for many different forms of luxuries and excess. But yet, for some reason, when it comes to Shabbos, they're a little bit more measured and stingy. Ulam be'emes ro'i la'adam lachsog ba'mosaros ulefasru la'hader ba'otzos mitzvah. But really just the opposite should be true. Really just the opposite, that a person ultimately, again, should be ready to forego certain extras, certain right additional things, in order to be able to spend the money on mitzvahs. Amru chachamim sheparnasaso shal adam ketzuv lo mirash hashanah rash hashanah. The Gemara says that a person's parnasa, a person's livelihood, is fixed on Rosh Hashanah, right? How much money I'm going to make is determined at the beginning of the year. V'alav lehizayr shelo yotzi otzos miusaros pen yachrog mimashe kitzvu lo. This is interesting. It's almost as if the Ribbono Shel Olam puts me on a budget. In the beginning of the year, he determines how much money I'm going to earn, and I have to be careful what I spend it on, because if you spend it too much on one thing, you're not going to have anything left for something else. Now, that's the general rule. There's one thing that is not part of this formula. This is quite beautiful. Chutz Me'otzaz Shabbos al-Siyamim Tovim. The exception to this rule is money you spend for Shabbos and Yom Tov. Any money spent from Shabbos and Yom Tov does not come out of your yearly parnasa allocation. He says, furthermore, or votzaz banal b'tamot Torah. Any money you spend for your children for learning, for Tamot Torah, to teach them Torah, shim hotzi pachos pochsim l'mashenikzav. That if you skimp on Shabbos, the Ribbon Shalom will deduct it from your yearly parnasa allocation. However, v'im hosif, But if you spend extra, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will replenish it even more than what you spent. So this beautiful idea that sometimes, you know, we're so willing to spend money on certain things, but yet sometimes when it comes to Yiddishkeit or mitzvos, we're a little bit more methodical, a little bit more sparing. So the Rambam just says, just understand that emotional determines how much money a person is going to have each year. And that money, that's determined. That's determined, that is set. That is set. But if halacha l'maisa, if a person goes ahead and, so that's in general. So therefore you have to be careful what you spend on, because that's Kosh Baruch Hu allocated for you. With the exception of anything you spend for Torah and anything you spend for Shabbos and Yom Tov. Those are things where the Rebbe Shalom says, spend, but obviously again, within reason and within moderation, and within your means. But spend and be almost like a shtickle lavish, not like over the top lavish, but beautiful lavish. And Kosh Baruch Hu says, not only does that not get deducted from your yearly parnasa allocation, but I'll even give you more. All right, we'll stop over here for today. Shkoyach, everyone. Sorry we couldn't have live share, but still a tremendous zuchus time with all of you.